Can an employer fire an employee for Missouri for no good reason? Can you explain at-will employment? Yes. An employer, now I'm about to say a bad word, so you got to tune in. An employer can fire you for a good reason, a bad reason, no reason at all, or a mistake. I'm getting to the bad word. Hold on. Your employer can think that you took money out of the cash register. He can fire you. She can fire you. The next day, they can figure out, oh, the $100 bill was under the drawer. We missed it. You didn't steal money. You're good to go. They don't have to hire you back. They can keep you fired. So, or a mistake. They can fire you for a good reason, a bad reason, or no reason at all. And it's not, here it comes, it's not illegal to be an asshole as a boss, okay? You can be a jerk as a boss. That's not illegal. Now, there are the only things that you have, the only protections you have are if you're a member of a union where you have a contract for employment and you have appeal rights, but you also can't fire someone for being black or old or a woman, or you can't sexually harass people, and as of 2 weeks ago, for being gay or lesbian or LGBTQ. And which is a great decision out of the United States Supreme Court. Now, that decision only applied to federal anti-discrimination laws. So under the state law, you can, you know, we have these different jurisdictions. State law, you can, it's employment at will. Good reason, bad reason, no reason at all, you can fire or mistake. But Missouri has a anti-discrimination law, and the federal government, and there's a federal anti-discrimination law that protects discrimination in employment. You can't fire someone for pregnancy, the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. You can't fire someone for being old, the Older Workers Benefit Protection Act. So all of those laws augmented the ADEA, Age Discrimination, the ADA, Anti-Disability Act, Age Discrimination in Employment Act, ADEA. So there are federal and state laws. And so if you're fired from a job and it's not because of discrimination, go get another job and go for unemployment. If you think that you were fired because of discrimination, sex, age, race, sexual orientation, you have 180 days to file a charge of discrimination with the Missouri Commission on Human Rights or the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And that's it's at Spruce Street, 1222 Spruce Street. Don't just do the intake. You got an intake questionnaire. You have to file an actual charge of discrimination. I do some employment law. I've done it for years and years and years. I don't do as much. I always have some cases going on. Oh, here's another thing you can't do. I forgot. So in your example, Maya, if you have a workers' compensation claim and you're injured on the job, you hurt your back lifting something, or you get your finger cut off or something, and the next day you work there forever, and the next day your employer fires you, or the day after you file your work comp claim, they fire you, you have a retaliation claim for exercising your rights under the workers' compensation law. So there are laws to protect that as well. There may be other nuanced laws. Remember that we answer all questions for free at Burger Law. So if you have an employment law question, call us. We'll answer your question. If it's something that we can't legally represent you in, we have a lot of friends who do this work. We have friends who are some of the best employment discrimination law lawyers in the city and in our area, in Illinois, Missouri, and anywhere. So that's the law on employment at will. You can have a contract of employment. So let's say, though, that your employer gives you a contract. I agree to employ you for a year. Here's your salary. So let's say you live in New York, and someone says, I want to bring you to St. Louis and hire you here. You may say, listen, I'm going to spend all this money moving here and buying a new house. Give me a contract for a year, so I know I ain't going to move here and get fired the next day. Which can happen. There are cases about that. So you can have a contract for employment, and a union agreement, a union contract is such a contract. There are also sometimes protections for employment, like if you work for the city of St. Louis, you may have civil service protection, or there are other protections for employment. But remember, just because you have an employment manual or employment or policy manual or employee handbook does not remove you from the employment will statute. That's the case is called Johnson. There's a lot of cases on this issue. It's a highly litigated issue. It's tough to win that because all of the employment manuals say this does not change your employment at will status.